Hey guys, welcome back to The Strong Her Way. I am your host, Alicia Carlson. It is so great to be here with you today. Today we are going to be going through an exercise that I use with my clients, and it's one that I have been using on myself before I really even knew exactly what I was doing. The reality is, so many of my clients, and I would venture to say probably women in general, don't have the healthiest relationship with their bodies. We've been conditioned from early ages, whether by our families of origin or society or the media, of what we should and shouldn't look like. The problem is that often these standards aren't even realistic for those that are being held as the standard themselves, meaning even the models are photoshopped and cropped and filtered, oftentimes to the point where they may not even realize or recognize their bodies. In fact, I remember reading an article that was written by a model who didn't even recognize her own body after the editors had gotten done with it. I think the biggest problem here is that whether we realize it or not, how we view ourselves and how we think about our bodies impacts every single area of our lives. Probably the biggest tragedy is that we've been listening to the story for so long that we kind of just think it's the truth about who we are. Regardless of what your body looks like, there is absolutely nothing wrong with it and nothing that needs to be fixing. I feel like that is kind of important to say because I feel like so often we kind of look at our bodies and we just see all of the ways that it doesn't measure up or all the ways that it's not enough. And we just think, oh, I just have to fix this. Or if this just looked a little bit different. And I just want to let you know that your body doesn't actually need to be fixed no matter what it looks like. Of course, I always want to challenge you, though, to question how you're currently treating the gift that is your body. And remember that at the end of the day, it really is just a vessel for you to carry out the work that you were created for. While it is your home here, it's not permanent, and even the best body is going to fade and wrinkle and sag over time. I honestly remember just being so hyper-focused on having, you know, the perfect body or like not having like any ounce of visible fat or cellulite. And I think that one of the things that I forgot is it was like, no matter how perfect or how good my body looked now and how hard I tried, there's going to be a point at some time where, you know, things don't really, like it's never going to last or it's not really going to look that way. And so I just want to encourage you or maybe even challenge you that if you are so hyper-focused on having a body that looks a specific way, you know, just kind of keeping in mind that all the, like, no matter what, it's all temporary. So these mirror exercises that we're going to walk through today are going to help you kind of confront all of the hurtful lies that you've likely been telling yourself about your body. And it's going to walk you toward a healthier relationship with your body as well. I know for some of you listening, it might be incredibly painful to look at yourself in the mirror. And you probably try to avoid it at all costs because every time you catch a glance, maybe you can't help but beat yourself up. I know that was a huge thing for me. It was like I would just get hyper-focused and fixated on different parts of my body that I didn't like. And it would just take up so much time, so much energy, and it would just kind of spiral in this negative way, just sort of out of control. So one option is to just completely avoid the mirror altogether. And while this might work in that you kind of stop thinking about your body, I want to offer that this might be more of a band-aid solution, right? So I used to believe, I think, that, you know, we could just sort of avoid the scale or avoid, you know, having to kind of deal with these things or do the work in these areas. And while it does kind of take it out of your mind, it doesn't necessarily take that diet mentality or those thoughts out of your brain. So those are still there. Those are still active. They might be a little bit more dormant or, you know, maybe not as active, not really making, you know, as many of the decisions, but it's still there. So while that is an option to just avoid the mirror altogether, I don't actually think that that helps you or it doesn't remove those hurtful or hateful things that you might still think of yourself. The second option, which is the one that we're really going to walk through today, is all about helping you begin to heal that relationship with your body and move into a more loving and compassionate space with it. The old voice, though, is probably going to be pretty strong at first, and it can take some time to really heal and to kind of navigate and unpack all of the different thoughts that you have about yourself. And it can be a long road to really begin loving your body more. This is okay. And this is totally normal. This is actually a part of the process. And I think that one of the things that's highly missed when we're kind of talking about, you know, coming into a more compassionate space with our body is you don't really ever jump from like, oh, I hate my body to I love my body. And sometimes when we're kind of telling ourselves that, if we don't really believe it, we could actually be causing more harm than good. And so this is really where kind of like these little ladder thoughts or baby steps is going to be huge and really helping you kind of break down the toxic thoughts and then start to build up some healthier, more loving thoughts about yourself, about your body. It might even be tempting when one negative thought comes up for you to just go down that rabbit hole of beating yourself up. Again, it's an old pattern, it's an old way of doing things, and that's kind of the natural, maybe automatic response. So nothing's gone wrong there. We just want to kind of notice that, right? Bringing awareness to, oh, I'm going down that rabbit hole again. That is really what allows you to kind of break the pattern, to really just interrupt it and begin wiring a new pathway. So anytime that the negative or that toxic thought comes up, you just want to be aware of it, right? So just notice it, notice that tendency, and then just start to kind of draw attention to that so that we can begin to interrupt it and then mindfully and intentionally redirect our mind in another way. I think one of the most pivotal moments came for me in my own journey with this was when I realized that I didn't have to think what I always thought about myself. I don't know if that really makes sense, but for me, I never really questioned my thoughts because I thought I was just kind of broadcasting the news, right? Like, oh, my legs are big, or oh, I'm fat, or oh, you know, this or that. I just thought that was the reality. I didn't ever really question or even think to question that these were just thoughts, that there was not really any validity there or any truth there. But somewhere along the line, it really shifted for me that no, I actually could choose on purpose what I wanted to think about my body, really no matter what it looked like. And for me, that was earth shattering. It was like this huge just epiphany or this massive light bulb moment that maybe the things that I was thinking about myself or telling myself over and over and over again, maybe they weren't actually true. And I could start to kind of question those a little bit. So the first thing we want to think about is really just moving towards a more neutral space when it comes to our bodies. So recognizing that we're all kind of starting in different places, the first step is really going to be to just look at yourself in the mirror. So you can do this with clothes on or without clothes on. That's totally your preference and just really what you feel comfortable with. But as you're sitting there looking at yourself in the mirror, just start to notice all of the feelings that come up. Right? So what does it feel like in your body as you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're kind of taking in that image? And then the next thing, so after you've kind of identified the feeling, so maybe it's like anxiety or maybe it's frustration or maybe it's disappointment, you know, identify like where do you feel that in your body and what does that feel like? And then taking it a next layer deeper is we're going to look at the thoughts. So really start noticing, bring some awareness to the thoughts that are starting to come up. Stop and notice those. What does that little voice say in your head about you or about your body? And again, just remembering, like coming back to or just grounding that this is not the truth about me. This is not actually a true thought. No matter what anyone else has ever said about you, no matter what you've said about you, it doesn't necessarily make it a true thought. So if you imagine kind of standing outside of yourself for a moment and really just kind of looking at those thoughts or like watching those thoughts come up, what starts to come up for you? A great thing to do here might be to just kind of give yourself a code word like stop or not doing this or okay, I see these thoughts. But just something to kind of snap yourself out of it, because like I said, it can be so easy to just kind of get into that spiral and just keep going. You just want to maybe have like a code word to just sort of snap yourself out of it. And then you just want to work on bringing yourself to this first kind of basic thought, which is just, I have a body, right? So you might have all of these negative thoughts happening. You might be totally picking apart different parts of your body, but the first basic thought that's super neutral, that doesn't really have any emotion attached to it, is just this idea of I have a body. That's it. That's like the first thought that we just want to practice having. Oftentimes, though, the issue comes up because we have so much emotion tied to all of those other thoughts that that's really what kind of keeps us stuck in this spiral, is we get lost in our heads and it really just ends up kind of bleeding into all the other areas of our lives if we're not careful. It might impact how you show up with your kids or with your husband or how you're showing up at work. So anytime that your mind wants to start spiraling, it could be after looking at yourself in the mirror. It could be after getting dressed. It could be after you eat. You just want to use that code word to, again, snap yourself back out of it and just remind yourself, you know what? I have a body. And then we're going to move on, right? So then you just want to make sure that you might have some backup things to kind of feed your mind. So again, starting neutral or staying neutral. So it's, I have a body. I have two legs. I have arms. Right? So it's just like, what are just the most basic statements that you can make about your body? Again, if we try to jump too far ahead too fast, it can feel fake and it might make you feel worse. So just think about slowly progressing, you know, up this ladder, so to speak. And so after you're just like stating the facts of I have a body, I have legs, I have arms, after that kind of feels doable, then you can start to remind yourself of what your body allows you to do. So maybe it's, I have two arms that allow me to snuggle my kids or my husband or my partner, or I have two legs that allow me to walk my dogs or play with the kids, right? So it's, then you can maybe start to add in, you know, what are the things that you're so grateful for your body over, or that you're so appreciative of? From there, we can add on, you know, maybe what are some specific things that you appreciate about your body specifically? So maybe, you know, you have some features or characteristics that you like about your body. We want to start to draw attention and awareness to those. So we want to work to where we can look at our bodies with appreciation and gratitude without the judgment, right? And this could be no matter what your body looks like. It's just all along the journey, cultivating this gratitude, this appreciation, and really kind of stripping away the emotion. And oftentimes it feels like the negative emotion that we have sort of associated with our body. Now, depending on where you're at in your journey with your body, this could take some time, and that's okay. We want to give ourselves the compassion and the grace, and we want to just keep practicing. So this isn't something that we need to rush through, it's something to just work on taking our time and going through as often as we need to. So as often as those toxic thoughts start to creep back up, you can just remind yourself of the new thoughts that you're starting to build. And it really does all come down to practice. Your mind is going to fixate on the thoughts that it really believes in the most. And in the beginning, it's going to really want to gravitate to those old thoughts and to those old thought patterns. So maybe writing, the new thoughts down on little post-its, or putting it on your phone, or just setting it anywhere that you're going to have that reminder. In essence, we're kind of uprooting this old toxic thought, and we're planting new healthy thoughts. So if you think about, like, if it was this obnoxious or this noxious weed, you know, we're going to be pulling this up. We want to make sure that we're planting something new and something healthy in its place. So just like with that new seed or that new plant, it's going to take some care and some nurturing, and that's going to come in the way of consistent practice for us here. So remember, those old thoughts, they can be incredibly strong or overpowering at first, and they're probably for sure going to feel like the more natural way, because that's the thing that's been more practiced in your mind. However, practicing these new thoughts daily or hourly or as often as you need to are radically going to change the way that you think about, speak about, and ultimately treat your body. But beyond that, it's going to change how you end up showing up in the world and what you are able to create when you're no longer stuck in that toxic spiral of thinking around your body. So there you have it. That is the mirror exercise that I wanted to walk with you through today. It can be, you know, kind of emotional, just depending on, again, like I said, the relationship that you have currently with your body. So just be really, I think, patient and gracious and compassionate with yourself, and just notice, you know, that the habits of beating yourself up or just the toxic spiral, get that code word and just start with those little neutral thoughts, and then just slowly build yourself up, build your way up, And ultimately, you know, we want to get to that place where we have just that genuine love and appreciation and gratitude for our bodies, the amazing gifts that they are, and really what they allow us to create in this world. So hopefully this helps you. I would love to hear kind of your experience if you try this exercise. And as always, if you want to take this work deeper, you can email me alicia@aliciacarlson.com or connect with me over on social. We'll have all those links in the show notes. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again real soon.